Maggie stared off into the distance at the softly rising knoll overlooking the front of the house. All the white cross fencing and rich golden meadows belonged to Sunbridge. A possessive heat blazed in her. This was Coleman land. Her land. And it was alive again because she was home again. She could feel the power of this place. 250,000 acres of prime land. Coleman land. And she would make it grow and prosper and flourish. She could almost understand what had kept old Seth going all those years. It was Sunbridge. The vigor of the land beating through his veins. His authority had gone unchallenged. He'd been supreme ruler, the invincible force that had built it and loved it and mastered it. Seth, meanest old man who ever took a breath, mean enough to depose his own grandchild. Sunbridge had been meant to go from Seth to his son Moss and then to his grandson Riley. Her sister Susan and she were insignificant females, worthless to him. "Do you see me now, old man?" she said, focusing on the gently sloping knoll where he was buried. "I'm here now, where I belong, where I've always belonged." Coleman Tanner, Maggie's son, walked on cat's feet to stand behind his mother. He knew he could wait there for an hour and she wouldn't be aware of him until she turned and actually saw him. It was only Sunbridge, this place, that interested her. All her talk of his belonging, of hanging his Stetson on the peg near the front door beside those of his great-grandfather, grandfather, and uncle, was just bullshit. The hat was dumb, just like everything else in Texas. When he did wear it, it was only to humor her. Half the time he didn't know where it was, but somehow his mother always managed to find it and hang it on its appropriate peg. Coleman was never certain if he should intrude upon his mother when she was alone like this. Alone wasn't quite the word to describe these moods of hers, when she seemed to close herself in with her thoughts. Insulated would be closer to the truth. Insulated against everything outside herself, including her own son.